Very happy to be here. Wanted to report on this research today. And it was funded by the Rush College of Nursing Resource Review Fund. I'd like to thank Ann Minnick, who helped me propose the research, Lou Fogg, who is a statistician, and my chair, Julia Cowell. Depression is a leading cause of disability, and it's often not detected and treated across the board, no matter who you are. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends screening for depression in the primary care setting and combining it with treatment. However, and previous research on depression and intellectual disability indicates it's at least as common as in the general population, probably more common. And certainly for people who have the milder or more moderate intellectual disability, it can be diagnosed using standard diagnostic criteria, has the same kinds of manifestations as it would in the general population. In previous research, the point prevalence of depression, and this was using clinical interviews and population studies in the UK, was between 2 and 6%. In previous research in more community-based settings, it was 32% among a group of individuals with Down syndrome who were participating in a health promotion program at University of Illinois, with the Children's Depression Inventory short form, which is the adult version, 32%. In another study in community-based services, 28.4% using the Beck Depression Inventory. These were using standard cutoffs. And in another study among adults using vocational services, 39.1%. This was the Beck Depression Inventory 2. One of the gaps in previous research is the sensitivity and specificity of those measures that has not been addressed. And that certainly makes it difficult to carry out the recommendations. And for practice situations, makes it difficult to carry out the recommendations to screen for depression among this group of people, and certainly also then difficult to recruit subjects for intervention research on depression. So the purpose of this study was to address the sensitivity and specificity of the Beck Depression Inventory 2, the Glasgow Depression Scale for people with a learning disability, and to compare the results to a clinical interview using the psychiatric assessment schedule for adults with developmental disabilities, and also to evaluate the psychometric properties of the measures. It was a methodological study, gathered descriptive and psychometric data, and looked at the sensitivity and specificity of the two measures. The Beck Depression Inventory, too, set of the gold standard, the most, if you go into Ovid or whatever, it's the most widely used depression, or the Beck, the various forms of the Beck are the most widely used. Reflects diagnostic and statistical manual criteria. It's a 21-item scale with a 4-point Likert scale. Higher scores indicate greater depression. Previous research, Cronbach Alpha was 0.91. And with a score of 18 in a primary care sample, the sensitivity was 0.94 and specificity 0.92. The Glasgow Depression Scale for people with a learning disability was designed specifically for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Learning disability is a term used in the UK that includes intellectual disability. It's a 20-item scale with a 3-point Likert scale. Higher scores also indicate greater depression. It was developed through review of common depression tools, through looking at diagnostic criteria for depression, and through focus groups with individuals with mild and moderate intellectual disability. In setting cut points for that measure, an initial research was tested on 38 adults, 19 with intellectual disabilities, 19 with and 19 without depression. Cronbach alpha was 0.90, test retest 0.97, and in that initial research, score of 13 indicated a sensitivity of 96% and specificity of 0.90. or 90%, and the authors recommended larger studies to look at sensitivity and specificity and to address the ability of this measure to detect change in depression treatment, based on depression treatment. The psychiatric assessment schedule for adults with developmental disabilities, it's a semi-structured clinical interview, was derived from the scan. It's based on ICD-10 diagnoses. It has standardized prompts. Its language and rating levels are simplified, and it has both a client and an informant interview form. Data collection. Consent was obtained from either the individuals or their guardians. Recruitment was through community-based agencies serving individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Social workers and nurses did the data collection with the two depression screening tools. They read the BDI-2 and the Glasgow scale verbally and obtained verbal responses to questions. An advanced practice nurse was trained in the psychiatric assessment schedule, then conducted clinical interviews with the participants and with an informant who was designated by the participant. And the nurse was blinded to results of the depression scores during the data collection. Data analysis looked at descriptive statistics, receiver operating characteristic curve for sensitivity and specificity, and also looked at Roche psychometric analysis of the two depression tools. Demographics. So there were 75 participants total. Of those 75, you can see 47 were Caucasian, 13 African American, 13 Hispanic, and 2 Asian. Majority had mild intellectual disability, and the depression using the psychiatric assessment schedule, a total of 18 out of 75. And medium age was for men 41.4 and for women 44.5. Mean scores, these are the mean scores on the Beck Depression Inventory and the Glasgow. Kronbach alpha for BDI-2 was 0.91 and Glasgow 0.90. Using the receiver operating curve, it's a plot of the sensitivity against the false positive error, and accuracy is measured by the area under the curve, so 1 would be a perfect test, 0.5 would basically be a worthless test. For these two measures, the psychiatric assessment schedule was scored using ICD-10 criteria for depression. That requires 2 core symptoms, which would be sadness or mood changes, fatigue, and loss of interest or participation, and then at least 2 other symptoms. Using dichotomous, either depressed or not depressed, on the PASS ADD-10, the area under the receiver operating curve for the BDI was 0.90, and also 0.90 for the Glasgow, which is right on the cusp of good to excellent measure. Sensitivity of the BDI-2 was 89% with a score of 11. That's lower than the recommended cutoff, and specificity 82.1%. The Glasgow score of 14 gave the best mix of sensitivity and specificity. The sensitivity was also 89% and specificity 83.9%. These are just some responses on items on the BDI-2. Between individuals who had a score greater than 11, greater or equal to 11, or a score less than 11. So loss of energy was almost 81% of those individuals with high scores. Guilty feelings also 81%. Agitation, and interesting on suicidal ideation, almost more than 42% of individuals who had score indicated some kind of suicidal ideation, and no one with a score of less than 11. On the Glasgow, similar, on these, there were several scores that were over 90%. Becoming upset, tiredness, difficulty making decisions, feeling worried, bad mood, and going down to feeling other people are looking at you. The clinical interview, there was interview with both participants and informants. Overall, there was almost 69% agreement, but 64% agreement on a depressive episode. In other words, almost 36% of individuals with intellectual disability who indicated their interview indicated depression were not indicated that way by their informants, and almost 84% agreement on no depressive episode. With Roche psychometric analysis and this, it gives both reliability for items and persons, and the reliability and a separation statistic, and separation indicates the ability of the items to separate persons into groups, and the ability, and then whether the items are separated into higher level of depression. And in Roche psychometric analysis, items are not considered to have equal strength, but may represent more of a construct or less of a construct. with a Glasgow, had both good person and item separation. The BDI items representing the highest levels of depression were suicidal ideation, loss of interest, worthlessness, and loss of pleasure. The Glasgow, not maintaining personal hygiene, represented the highest level of depression, then suicidal ideation, social withdrawal, so on. The conclusions of this research were that the sensitivity and specificity of those two depression screening tools were good. The Glasgow, which is a newer measure that's specifically developed for this population, was comparable to the BEC, which is a very widely used general population measure. Roche analysis revealed that the Glasgow actually had greater person and item reliability than the BEC, and is more able to clearly separate both participants and level of depression and items as reflecting different levels of depression. Implications for practice and research include that both participant and informant interviews are important, but you cannot rely on informant interview alone. That would certainly be true in practice if you're trying to identify and treat individuals who have depression. Almost 36% of participants with a depressive episode by clinical interview were not diagnosed by the clinical interview of the informant. Oops. The other implication was that certainly this was a somewhat small sample size, but it was good. The other implication would be that further research is needed using these two measures to see if they would pick up the effects of depression treatment.